This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Al-Zazi, welcoming you to Tafsir Bites. And today, inshallah, we are with Surat Al-Qasas. Surat Al-Qasas. I'm just going to give a minute for more people to join, inshallah ta'ala. Right, and then we are with Tafsir Bites or Bits, Surat Al-Qasas today, inshallah. Just time to get your notebooks and get ready, inshallah, okay? Get your notebooks. Surat Al-Qasas is a beautiful surah, inshallah. I just want to give a quick minute, inshallah, for more people to join. And then so that we can start, inshallah. Yalla, get ready. Let's get going, inshallah. Yalla, bismillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum one more time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Tafsir Bites or Bits. And we are with Surat Al-Qasas today. Surat Al-Qasas today, inshallah. Surat Al-Qasas is number 28. Number 28 from the Mus'haf, from the Qur'an. And it has 88 verses or 88 ayat. And it's in Juz 20. Juz 20. And it's a Makki surah. It's a Makki surah. And it is from the Al-Mathani. You know, remember we mentioned the four types of surahs. You have Sab' Al-Tiwal, the seven long ones. And then after that comes the Mi'in, and below that comes the Al-Mathani. So Mathani, those that are below 100 ayat, they're called Al-Mathani, which the Prophet Muhammad says he got instead of the Injil, instead of the Bible. Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, blessed Prophet Muhammad and his nation with Al-Mathani, the surahs that are now called Al-Mathani. In terms of its revelation, it is to be or considered to be number 48. You know, in the surah, in the Mus'haf, it's number 28. But in terms of its revelation, it's number 48. 48, right after Surat Naml and right before Surat Al-Isra. After Surat Naml and before Surat Al-Isra. And the, with regard to the reason why the surah was revealed, is there any reasons? Yes, there are two main reasons why this surah, Surat Al-Qasas, was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ, and we have conveyed the words to them, yani the Qur'an to them. The Sahabi by the name of Rifa'a al-Qardi, or Qardi, or Qaradi. Rifa'a, he says, it was revealed upon 10 Sahabis, and I was one of them. And then there's another amazing, well, very well-known story that had that a lot of historians mention in the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Abu Talib, his uncle, you know, was dying, and the Prophet Muhammad went in, you know, to see him, hoping that he will, you know, recite the kalima, the shahada, and Abu Jahl, who was a friend, you know, close friend to Abu Talib. You know, they were all from the elite of Quraysh, was there. So Prophet Muhammad was telling his uncle, "Oh, Ammi, oh, Am, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, كَلِمَةٌ أُحَاجُّ لَكَ بِهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, if you were to just say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I can witness on your behalf, and that which that shall save you. You know, just say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And then Abu Jahl was there, his friend, Abu Jahl, "Ya Abu Talib, you know, oh Abu Talib, are you going to leave the religion of your forefathers? Are you going to leave your religion of your forefathers?" So you have Prophet Muhammad from one end trying to save this man, you know, save his uncle. And then you have, you know, the friend telling him, are you going to leave the religion of your forefathers? And then Prophet Muhammad, you know, well, the man died, Abu Talib died, but he died, subhanAllah, upon disbelief. He did not recite the kalima. He did not recite the shahada. So he died upon kufr. And then Prophet Muhammad says, when his uncle died, he says, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ, I shall seek forgiveness for you. I shall seek forgiveness, you know, for you. I shall ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you. As long as I'm not prohibited to do so. At the time, it was not prohibited to seek forgiveness for those who are not believers. So the Prophet says, I shall seek forgiveness for you, O my uncle, as long as I'm not prevented or prohibited from. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. This is in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse number 2. ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أهلي قربا. That it was not befitted for the Prophet, ولا الذين آمنوا, not the Prophet nor the believers, to seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen, to the non-believers, even if they were from their families. You see, this answers a lot of questions to a lot of people out there who maybe they're reverts. And then their, you know, loved ones who died in the shirk or in non-tawheed, in non-belief, you know, should we seek forgiveness for them? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, you know, actually this ayah from Surah At-Tawbah, I'm sorry, from Surah At-Tawbah, verse 11113. And then the other ayah will come in, which is revealed in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 57. The first verse in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not befitted for the Prophet nor the believers to seek forgiveness for the mushrikeen, for the non-believers, even if they were from their families. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot guide whomever you love. Very well-known ayah. A lot of us know it. You cannot guide whomever you wish. It is only Allah who guides whomever He wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. This is in Surah Al-Qasas. And this is one of the reasons why the surah was revealed. The surah, my brothers and sisters, has an introduction, like all the surahs. And the introduction of the surah starts with Ta-Sin Mim. Ta-Sin Mim. This is what we call Huruf Al-Tahajji. The huruf of At-Tahajji, that's what we call them. Ta, Sin, Mim. And the mawdu', the topic of the surah, the subject of the surah, it talks about confirming the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. Right? It's all about confirming the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. So it is split into, we have a muqaddima, we have an introduction, and then we have we have an introduction and two sections. So that Al-Qasas is split in such a way that there is an introduction and then two sections. And the sections, one of them talks about a story, qissa, a story, and then we'll talk about it, inshallah ta'ala. And then the other section talks about, again, confirming the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The introduction starts from verse number 1 to 2. This is the introduction of Surah Al-Qasas. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ta-Sin Mim. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. Tilka ayat al-kitab al-mubin. This is the verses that manifest this book. The book, yani the Quran. And then the first section starts from verse number 3 to verse number 43. This is Surah Al-Qasas. The first section starts from verse number 3 to verse number 43. And it talks about a story. What kind of story? It talks about a very, you know, the story of Musa again, but in more detail. Like I mentioned, you know, earlier, in, you know, previous sessions, that Musa alayhi salam is the prophet the who's mostly mentioned in the Quran. Yani the most, more than any other prophet. You know, you have Musa alayhi salam. But here in Surah Al-Qasas, his story is mentioned in more detail. Where Fir'aun, ala fil ard, Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with the story of Fir'aun, who exalted on earth, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard, وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ. Fir'aun has exalted on earth. in land and made its people into sects, killing their sons or killing their men and abusing their women. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Indeed, he was from the wrongdoers, those who cause corruption on earth. So Allah starts this surah with, you know, this ayah, we're talking about Fir'aun, that he exalted on earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again in the same section, talking about, you know, how Musa got the, before, in fact, Musa got the revelation to go and confront Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts from the very beginning with Umm Musa. Amazing. I mean, this, in fact, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be talking about this when we talk about Musa in more detail, right? In more detail. In verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have inspired the mother of Musa. So Musa's mom, we don't even know her name. Ummu Musa. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ummu Musa, the mother of Musa. So we have inspired Ummu Musa. Allah Azza wa Jalla inspired Ummu Musa, an ardi'i. You know, suckle your son, suckle your baby, suckle Musa. And if you're scared, throw him into the river. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. So Allah is giving her here some comfort. What kind of comfort? Don't be scared and don't be sad. We shall bring him back and make him from the messengers. An amazing story that talks about, again, the essence of tawakkul. The essence of delegating your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, inshallah ta'ala, those of you who follow my stories of the prophets, we're going to talk about this in more detail, inshallah. So here, Allah Azza wa Jal inspired the mother of Musa to suckle her baby. Because every mom, when she gives birth, the first thing that mom wants to do is to, you know, suckle her baby, breastfeed her baby. So she did. Allah Azza wa Jal told her, breastfeed your baby, suckle him, and then put him, you know, and throw him into the river. If you want to save him. What do you mean? You want me to save my baby, throw him into the river? Yes, if you want to save your baby, throw him into the river, and we shall bring him back to you. We shall bring him back. That's the promise. Not only bring him back, we shall bring him back and make him from the messengers. Yeah, and he's not going to come back as a regular man. He's going to come back as a, and we make him a messenger. And then when she did as she was told, I'm just going, you know, a little bit faster here because, you know, in more detail, inshallah, we will go to that from the stories of the prophets. Verse number 9, وَقَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي وَلَكْ. She threw him. And then, you know, the river drifted, you know, Musa alayhi salam into the palace of Fir'aun. She wanted to save him from Fir'aun. Allah Azza wa Jalla takes him into the palace of Fir'aun. Look how things go, subhanAllah, against the mean sometimes, right? You want to save yourself and then you fall into the same trap. You know, he wants to save, but Allah told her that I shall bring him back and don't be scared. So she delegated her affairs to Allah Azza wa Jalla, put him into the river. The river, the current drove him and drifted him into the palace of Fir'aun. Who caught him? The wife of Fir'aun. قالت امرأة فرعون, the wife of Fir'aun, she says, verse number 9, قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه. He will be the coolness to our eyes. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. He may be of benefit to us. Don't kill him. He may be of benefit to us and we may take him as a son. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in verse number 12, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَقَالَتْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ. And we have forbidden for him suckling from other mothers. So there were other mothers who were suckling babies, but Musa, he could not suckle from any mom. فَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ. You know, we made it prohibited for him to suckle from any other mom, from all those nurses, although any nursing women. Allah Azza wa Jal made it forbidden or prohibited for him. And then his sister was there, as she was, you know, watching. And then she came in and she says, "Hal adullukum ala, you know, hal adullukum ala ahli bayti yakfuluna." Shall I tell you about, you know, about a woman from this house, and then she can, you know, she has a very good milk, she can take care of him. And then the story goes on as his mom, you know, came in, and then they stroke that deal with Fir'aun. So it's a long story, you know, in Surah Al-Qasas, and in the Surah of the story of Musa goes in more detail, you know, particularly in Surah Taha and Al-Qasas and Taha. Anyways, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala also says in the same. Now we're talking about the second section. Second section starts from verse number 44 to verse number 88. 44 to 88. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he talks about confirming the ithbat al-nubuwa. Ithbat al-nubuwa, confirming the nubuwa, which means the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi as-salatu was-salam. And also comes in that story that I mentioned initially, where Prophet Muhammad's uncle Abu Talib was dying, and then Prophet Muhammad was telling him to, you know, recite the Shahada, and he did not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, confirming and indicating that Prophet Muhammad's role is only to convey the message, but it is not up to him to guide, because whomever guides is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 56, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو أعلم بالمهتدين إنك لا تهدي من أحببت. Oh Muhammad, you cannot guide whomever you want. You cannot guide whomever you love. يعني you love, I love my son, but I cannot guide him. I love my daughter, but I cannot guide her. I love my wife, but I cannot guide her. I love my father, I love my mother, but I cannot guide them. I love my brother, but I cannot guide him. I love my sister, but I cannot guide her. So whoever guides is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I can do is I can show the path. I can direct people to the path. But I cannot guide to the path, because the one who guides is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah here reveals to Prophet Muhammad that you cannot guide whomever you love, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, verse number 59, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. This is not the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah is really so just, that Allah was not to destroy a nation unless He sends a prophet to them. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يبعث في أمها رسولا يتلو عليهم آياتنا. Allah was not to destroy any nation unless and until He sends to them a prophet. And that prophet's job again is to show the people the path, not to guide them, because the one who guides is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the very end, my brothers and sisters, in the Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Qarun. There is a Surah Qarun. That is one chapter called Qarun. Surah Qarun, Luqman. That's Luqman, not Qarun. I'm sorry, Luqman. There's no chapter called Qarun. I mixed it up with Luqman. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Qarun in Surah Al-Qasas. Qarun, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَانَ مِن قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. He was from the people of Musa. And we will talk more about this man in detail when we talk about the story of Musa alayhi salam. Right? When we talk about the story of Musa alayhi salam, we'll talk more about Qarun. Qarun was from the people of Musa, and he deviated. He was a man of power, and he deviated. He had a lot of power, he had a lot of wealth, and he exalted on earth. You know, did not believe in the message of Musa alayhi salam, and his people, they warned him. His people warned him, telling him not to rejoice. Not to rejoice. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-farihin. He came out in pride. You know, he came out in pride. He was in arrogance as well, and people warned him, you know. And there were some of his people who actually got deviated, and they said, wow, we wish we had what Qarun had. We wish we had what Qarun had. And other people who feared Allah, they said, don't, inna Allah yuhibbu al-fariheen, don't fall into your own, you know, into your own trap, that trap of arrogance, because these things can, Allah Azza wa Jalla can make it, you know, vanish in no time. And yet, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed has, you know, destroyed him, because he, you know, not only he was arrogant and he caused corruption on earth. So this, in a nutshell, the story of Qarun, the story of Musa, and a summary of the Surah Al-Qasas. The summary of Surah Al-Qasas, which is Surah number 48 in the Revelation, you know, in its Revelation. But in the Mus'haf, in the Quran, it's the chapter number 28. And it has 88 ayat, 88 verses, and it's in Juz 20. So now, inshallah, if you were to go and recite it, I hope you will have a better understanding of the surah, inshallah ta'ala. That's about it, sisters and brothers. Jazakum Allah khair. This is tafsir, bits or bites, short, sweet. Not too much, but enough for you to understand the surah, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll see you later on today with the stories of the prophets at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, inshallah. And 11 p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. For one prophet, two prophets, I'm going to talk about three prophets today, inshallah ta'ala. Three prophets, inshallah, today from the stories of the prophets. But that's at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you, sisters and brothers, those of you from Instagram and those of you from Facebook. Thanks again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.